It's early evening, and there are four people here who clearly know each other and are very relaxed in each other's company. There's a couple of glasses of wine going. They could be here to see the match, but instead they're here to help each other with self-hacking, which uses technology to gather information about themselves and use that to learn about themselves and the company of others.
I'm John Cousins. I'm the founder of a project called Moodscope.com, which is enabling people to track their mood over time. And I am one of the founder members of the London Quantified Self Group.
How did you come to create Moodscope? What started you off on this?
I have run my own businesses for 20, 25 years in advertising and online. And I think most people who knew me through that time would have said that I was happy and well-adjusted and that I'd done reasonably well. But what I was hiding from myself and from others during that time was that I was suffering from pretty serious depression. And interspersed with the periods of depression were periods of great energy and creativity.
So you sought help, and one of the things that happened, the psychiatrist asked you about yourself and your moods and asked you to start to keep a note of your moods and how they changed. And that was what sparked Moodscope?
Yes, I was having these ups and downs, and the psychiatrist thought that the diagnosis might be bipolar affective disorder, but said that in order to confirm that, either she would need to follow me around and see me for 3 months every day, or that I would need to find some way of going back in 3 months and showing her how I'd been. So I went away thinking, okay, that's fine, I need to find a way to record my mood. Assumed it would be easy to do, assumed that, you know, I couldn't be the only person who was being asked to do that, and that there must be, if you Googled it, lots of tools to do that, and found that, in fact, there really wasn't anything existing.
So at this point, technology starts to enter into it, doesn't it? And you start off by creating this card game, and then that transferred onto the computer.
Yeah, I turned a test that I found online that had been devised in the 1980s in the United States into a card game. And then a friend said to me, I'd be interested in seeing your scores. I've got some fairly basic programming skills, and put together a very simple website which would show me the cards online, and then once a score had been calculated, would email that to my friend, Johnny. The results of doing that were pretty incredible. They were extraordinary, actually. My graph went from being a kind of lots of peaks and troughs and very, very variable kind of from day to day, to suddenly when Johnny, who was the first buddy to keep an eye on me, to it being very level, very stable, and stable at quite a high level, really.
But why does using modern technology, using computers, make it better than just doing it the old way with pen and paper?
Well, if you were just recording your mood score with pen and paper, it would stay in your briefcase or in your pocket, and you might share it with others on a kind of day-by-day basis, not every day, and it would be occasional. What technology allows you to do, what it allows people to do, is to connect to each other in a way that you could not possibly have done before. I think there's a degree to which that almost becomes a type of therapy.